Okay.
I just like talking in the beginning, and then like we start.
I literally don't have my headphones on.
Yeah, you got your phone off. Yo. Headphones off. Not
it's
at all.
Fat Albert.
Great.
It's hilarious. I need a coffee.
Are you checked in now?
I'm good.
I need coffee too. I wish it was Starbucks.
Yeah.
In my
I was gonna. Did you see Donga's line?
We should have made a cup of coffee, a pot of coffee before we.
Oh,
before.
Could you make one now?
Right now?
Yeah. We'll just like stall for a little bit. Just go make the coffee. Come back.
Like, seriously?
No. All right. Hello.
That would be too hot.
Welcome.
Oh, we're starting.
What?
What would
be too
hot?
To drink right away.
What the fuck? That's when you drink the coffee, when it's hot.
Yeah.
I usually wait 10 minutes to drink mine.
This isn't the question, but I'm about to be heated. What do you mean you don't drink hot coffee?
Not right after it comes off the gym.
I don't drink hot coffee.
You guys are wild.
No, I like hot coffee.
Hold
up.
You like warm coffee is what I'm hearing.
No, I like hot coffee. Yes. I just don't like drinking it right off the fucking rip.
I like warm coffee.
Same.
I like hot coffee. Okay, don't get it after.
Okay,
it
sounds like you don't because you don't drink it right away.
This is fantastic.
Sometimes
we haven't even done the opening yet.
Sometimes I put like ice cream in mine. Just one.
You said what?
Cool,
you say ice cream?
All right, my mom, let's relax.
Ice cream.
Ice cube.
Oh.
You know.
They're both cold.
Hello.
It's the craziest I'm disgusted right now. It's hot coffee. It's supposed to be fucking hot. Sometimes.
But coffee is what? Just warm then?
Sometimes, when the coffee comes out of the pot,
I don't understand what you guys are debating back and forth because you're on the same team.
I know.
Sometimes when the coffee comes out, I put it in the microwave to warm it up even more.
I mean, that's
just
very common.
That's what my dad does. Just so it's extra, extra hot.
Very common.
And yet you say that you don't want your coffee hot, so that's weird.
No, I
never said that. Why don't we listen to the recording?
How long do you wait until you drink your coffee if you don't want it right away? No, this whole thing started because you said it would be too hot if you made the pot. It'd be too hot to drink right away.
We'll be done the podcast.
That's not what you said.
Right, but I was thinking that.
Great, I can read minds now. Perfect.
Telekinesis.
Hello. Warm coffee.
Great.
Hot
coffee.
Great.
Here we are.
I'm Tina.
I'm TD.
I'm Chris.
Becca.
I can't believe I just found out this horrible information about my friends. I need new ones. All right. We're back with another question from our friend, Dr. Gregory Stock, in the Book of Questions.
Thank you, Dr. Gregory.
Dr. Gregory.
PhD.
Gregory Stock, PhD. Okay, next question is, for $100,000, would you put on 40 pounds and keep it on for 3 years? How much money, if any, would induce you to put on 100 pounds for at least a year?
So, first question, 40 pounds.
40 pounds, $100,000, you have to keep it on for 3 years.
3 years.
That's a strong no for me. That's not worth it. $100,000 isn't going to go that far in 3 years.
And then you got to get it off by yourself. Like, it doesn't just shed off.
It doesn't disappear.
Yeah. What's the second one?
How much money, if any, would induce you to put on 100 pounds for at least a year? See, for $1 billion, I would put 100 pounds
yes,
for a year.
Me too.
Easy, because, first of all, it's a... 100 pounds, so when you're that rich, like, after the year, a billionaire is rich. So I literally could have
a trainer,
a personal chef, someone come in my house in the morning, get me out of bed.
You
like,
could literally pay.
Just to lose that
weight. You could literally pay for lipo.
Yeah, but you still have to lose weight, too, but yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Right,
you have
so
all the resources.
Yeah. And so you basically, you'd have to be 100 pounds heavier than you are now for a year.
So you would only do that for a bill, not even a million. Like, $1 billion is your...
And not a million. A million's not that much.
I would probably do it
no,
for
but
a
like,
million.
Your limit is $1 billion.
What's the lowest you'll go?
Yeah. Or it's like $1 billion,
question.
The lowest.
Probably 500 million.
Yeah.
I would probably go like a mil, dog.
No.
A million's not that much money.
It depends how you use it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that'd be worth it because it would, because so you wouldn't.
It's all relative, too.
You wouldn't be able to get the weight down for at least another year or a year and a half, maybe 2 years, because you can't lose 100 pounds in a year. Like,
that's fine.
Maybe, I guess you could if you were like.
If you tried.
That's a lot.
If you're
miserable. I get what you're saying. It's a lot, yeah.
So technically, you'd have the weight on for about 1 to 2, 1 to 3 years total.
I'm also considering you'd have to use that money to then help, like, aid you through life and not work to be then using that whole year to work your weight off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I also just, like, would work it off slowly. I don't know. I'm not... I'm not that... I don't think I'm that stressed.
It would get harder.
About, like, I think I can still have a fulfilling life if I'm heavier anyway. So, like, I'm not that stressed about working the weight off immediately. Like, obviously, I want to get healthy again, but, like, I don't think that being fatter would ruin my life.
Gotcha. You also said 500 million.
Chris is like, that absolutely ruined my life. Yeah.
If 500 million is a lot. I work
hard not to be fat.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough.
I'm with Tina, though. I would, like, need a lot of money to gain 100 pounds.
I mean, considering... a
lot of money. And I'd have to do it young, because if I was older, I would not do it.
Yeah. What's the age threshold? Because...
I mean, I think it's kind of asking, like, the age you are now. It didn't really specify, but...
Consider how hard it is right now to just lose weight.
Right.
With just eating and stuff and doing everything your whole life. Like, imagine gaining 100 pounds would be so hard.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with, like, what you eat now and... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be really hard.
I think 500 mil is a good number.
That's probably the lowest I would do.
Lowest, probably 2 million.
2 million.
With his, what was it? Like $1 million sex tape?
Yeah, a couple sex tapes, he's good to go.
Yeah, why not?
Good to go.
Chris is down.
I think a million after taxes is not that much money, especially...
Who said we're factoring taxes?
I mean, I guess you can tell
the IRS.
Like, yeah.
It's a made-up thing anyway. What's the difference?
Oh, God.
Okay, great.
I'm just taking out taxes at that point.
Yeah. I just don't think it would... I think there's people who are 100 pounds heavier than me that are happy.
Totally.
So...
Are they rich?
Well, no, but I'd be both.
Right.
So I think I'd be fine.
You'd at least have one of them, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm just laughing at Chris's face because he...
I just try to, like, picture almost being 300 pounds. You'd still be fine.
You'd still be you.
It's a lot of weight.
It is a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of weight, but... So your perception of yourself is tied that heavily into your appearance?
No, but I take pride in my appearance.
Yeah, that's fine, but you'd still be Chris.
Yeah. I just ate very low self-esteem, Chris.
Yeah, probably true.
True, and Chris is pretty confident.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to anyone else.
He's the most confident person.
You sound listen to anyone.
Never. Never have to listen.
Guess no one missed my comment a couple minutes ago. No, it's all right. We'll just run it back. Yeah, we'll listen on the pod later. You'll hear it.
What was your comment?
Can't tell you.
Great. Good times. Love that.
Good times.
So 500 million is what we're saying is the. I think the. I think $100,000.
I don't think
to
that's
gain
worth
40
it.
Pounds, and keep it on for 3 years is not worth it because
that is not worth
40
it at
pounds.
All.
You could easily lose in a year, but that would still be 4 years total. And like $100,000 is just not that much money.
You have to keep on for 3 years.
3 years.
That's
yeah.
like ridiculous
for the 40 pounds, yeah. not for the 100.
No, I know. That's
so
ridiculous.
That would be what 210. I don't know if I.
God
that.
Damn. It's light.
I was like, aren't you two?
I'm over 210, yes.
Wow. I actually...
2,000.
What a quick way to become a billionaire. If someone actually wanted to make that offer for me in real life, I would take it. If anyone wants a sponsor, I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in.
I'm just saying. All right. Should we do another question or straight to the I'm the asshole? I said I am the asshole instead of am I the asshole.
I am the asshole.
I say we do that first. No, maybe we can do another question.
What, all right, do we have a timer going now?
Nope, forgot that again. Pick a number.
I think
Beck. Tina, you can pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick 27.
Ooh, love that number. Roulette number.
Would you like to be truly brilliant, more intelligent than 99.9% of the population? If so, would it matter if being that smart would virtually eliminate your sense of humor about the things that amuse most people?
I would not. Would you rather be smart or funny?
Oh.
I'd rather be funny.
Funny.
Yeah. I, like, would rather be funny.
I'd rather have a personality.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I would want to be that smart.
I would love...
I think I would rather take the intelligence.
I'd be way too judgmental if I was that smart.
So what would be the difference?
I'd be a smart, judgmental person.
I would love to be that smart.
I would take the intelligence.
Tina's like halfway there.
I think I would take the sense of humor. Because...
Yeah, but do we already have that sense of humor, or is it, like, amplified even more?
No, you would lose it. Like, if you were smart, you'd lose your sense of humor.
No, the opposite. What I'm saying, opposite.
D- Would you be funnier?
How would you be funnier than you are now?
No, you right just... Now? It's either get smart, lose humor, or stay the way you are.
I'd stay the way I am.
I would stay.
I would definitely do intelligence.
We're all funny.
Honestly, I'd probably stay because in the terms of my life, I've gotten more things from being personable than from being smart. Like, I haven't mm-hmm. really used the fact that I'm good at school ever. But, like, I have... I feel like I've gotten stuff from, like, being funny and being, like, good with people way more.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed.
I never really questioned my...
Dan's getting smart.
Yeah, I would do intelligence.
Wow.
Dan, that'd be fun.
That would be fun, because...
Yeah, because I'm not smart right now, so...
Imagine smart Dan.
Imagine the spelling bees once Dan was smarter than 99.9% of the people of the world.
And Tina still beats me. She's the .01.
Yeah. Nah. All right. So our next Am I the Asshole is also a real-life example. That is from when I was in high school. So Cheney, my roommate, thinks that was saying how it'd be a good idea to start doing things that happen in real life because we'd argue about them more, which clearly from last episode is true. But it's fine. And so this is a situation that happened when I was in high school that me and her disagree with about how I handled it, and she would have handled it differently. So this is the scenario. So we, for people who don't know, I went to Padua, which is all-girl high school. So it was senior superlative time. And the way it works in our school, I don't know how it works in Sun Valley, but, like, the yearbook nominates four people, and then the class votes within that four for which two is going to win the award.
Okay.
What's the award? Sorry.
Just in general awards.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like, how you got worst driver.
Just
like
curious about what the award is.
I just want to make sure that we got all the details.
Yeah, well, we're good.
Okay.
So the award that we're talking about was for friendliest.
It's for best driver.
Sorry. Well, worst driver. Did you guys get ones in high school?
I didn't win any.
Becca was in the running for best hair.
Yeah.
You didn't win?
Lost.
That's fucked up.
I don't even remember who won.
Me either.
Weren't you guys worst drivers?
No, Chris was
not. I won worst driver.
No, sir.
No, sir.
What was yours?
Becca was a close second.
I wasn't on the
Oh. Okay, so... And the way Power works is everyone had to be nominated for at least one. So everyone got picked for one regardless of what was happening.
Okay.
So, friendliest... the four people in friendliest, two of them are my really close friends. I had a group of, like, eight friends. Two of them, Gretchen and Kelly, were up for this award, plus two of the people that I obviously was close, knew, but I wasn't in my friend group.
Right.
Gretchen is the nicest person ever. Like, she's super friendly, will go into a room, talk to everyone right away. Kelly is nice, but she's not very, like,
She's not a Gretchen.
Like, assertive?
Yeah, like, she's not, like, you know, like, how someone, like how Becca will walk into the nail salon and be best friends with the nail lady in, like, 10 seconds? Like, that was Gretchen. Kelly was friendly, like, she was nice, but she wasn't, like, super...
personal.
Outgoing, walk into a room, friends with everyone, right? Yeah. And obviously I liked her, she's one of my close friends, but when it came to voting, I didn't vote for her. That's on the part that Cheney has a question with. She's like, whatever, vote for favorite one. Later that day, we were in chemistry or whatever science class we had senior year, advice I, and they came up to me and they said, who did you vote for? And I told them that I voted for Gretchen, this other girl. And Kelly said, why didn't you vote for me? And then I said, I didn't think you were the friendliest of that group.
Keep going.
Then she got upset. And Cheney said I should have lied. And he told her that I voted for her when I did it.
Are Kelly and Gretchen friends?
Yeah, we were all in the same friend group.
I don't think you're the asshole.
I don't think you're the asshole.
I wish you were, but I don't think you are.
I know. I was really thinking, like, yes, I'm totally going to pick Tina. But I don't think...
Cheney said either I should have support just, like... Or not, Cheney. We were around before. I should have just, like, support... Had my friends back regardless and vote for them to win.
I think it's a great introduction.
You did. Yeah,
but you did. You picked your other friend.
Yeah, but I didn't pick both of them.
You can't pick both of them.
No, you pick for... You vote two.
Oh! So
you pick the
other one. Like,
never
one.
Mind.
No.
So you pick some random girl?
There's
you're
four people.
Definitely
I mean,
the asshole.
I knew them.
Yeah,
there's
but...
four people, and you vote for two of them.
So you voted for Gretchen and
I thought you had to pick
I have either Gretchen or Kelly.
Two.
Oh, so you voted for us.
I voted for Gretchen
girl.
And some other girl in our class. I actually don't remember who else was up. Gretchen and Kelly won, so I don't remember who else was up for it.
You might be the asshole.
Why did you vote for the other person?
I thought they were like friendlier, like a more outgoing person than Kelly was.
Yeah, you're the asshole for sure.
You should have lied.
I think maybe you should have lied.
But hold on.
Should I have lied or should I have voted on my friend regardless of what I thought?
I think there's
two parts of this to ask the question.
I think you should have. I would have voted for my friends, but I don't see the criteria that everyone has to do that. But you definitely should have lied.
To kind of defend Tina just a little bit here, which I never.
Which
knew.
Maybe never happens.
I think it's a great introduction to how life really is.
But I just think that...
Grow up.
The voting is one thing, but I feel like lying would have been... I mean, she never would have known if I lied.
Exactly.
Right.
But
that's
also,
why
but why
which
would
she
I...
might have.
But so I would have to. So I should lie to make her feel better. Like that feels weird to me.
That's how.
I'd rather just be like an honest person.
It's like politics.
Yeah, you really made her feel better being an honest person.
I mean, I made myself feel better because I was honest.
Good, I'm glad you
did. I mean, so but you're right. I get both regards.
Nowadays, yeah, but when you're 17, 18,
I think the lying would have been. I would have lied. Yeah, the lying would have been better at the age.
I think I would have lied in high school.
Now I would have been like, grow the fuck up and get over it.
Right, the honesty would have been better now.
So I was just more mature for my age. Yeah.
I don't know if I would put it that way.
I hate that.
Okay, Zena.
Wait, also funny because now I feel like I still wouldn't have lied, but I might have voted for my friend regardless. Like, I feel like now
I would have.
Now, like, if you guys vote for anything, I feel like regardless.
Like, over a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Like, when Cocos was up for best wing, I voted for them regardless. Right. Even though I've never tried any other wings, but I was like, yeah, Cocos is the best.
And I really liked Zierra right. Pub. I was like, damn, these are my ride or dies.
And so, like, I wonder. Cocos. That might have been different, but.
Right.
That is, like, the same, though.
Yeah.
The wing contest.
Same concept.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, bummer. Chaney's right.
I hope I don't know.
Chaney, hear that? You're
do
right.
They, do I don't do any know of these?
Kelly listens to this. Chaney does, and Gretchen has.
Well, Kelly, Kelly, we would have voted for you.
Kelly,
if you're listening,
Kelly,
we got
it's
you
okay.
Back.
Yeah,
we think you're friendly.
Yeah, we definitely thought it was like one or the other, not like you could have just picked both. And
no, there was four, and you vote for two, and I can't. Kelly and Gretchen end up winning, so it was fine. But I don't remember who the other person was that I would have voted for.
Yeah, you weren't even on the winning side.
Was Kelly upset with you?
I don't think she was happy. Like,
so yes.
I mean, we didn't ruin our friendship.
Not right. Okay.
But like, I don't think I'm trying to remember what happened that day. Hilarious. Yeah, I don't remember her reaction.
Well, the
but
fact
I think it was
that
great.
You know what, it would have been worse if she didn't win.
Yeah, she lost by like a vote.
A vote. It would have been way worse if somebody else won.
I think she really wanted it because I think she was on yearbook, so I think she had say in who got nominated for what. So she probably like really wanted that, so she put herself.
What
in
were
for
you
it.
Nominated for?
Best Eyes.
You can nominate
that was
yourself.
And it makes sense. Did you win?
Well, so like there was like 10 people in the yearbook committee, and they picked who was in each category.
Huh.
So she put herself there.
I think so. I don't know. That's like a me guessing situation. Yeah. I don't know for sure. That could be yes, could be no, but she was part of the people.
Kelly, let us know.
She was part of the people who picked it, so maybe she really wanted it, and so she like was hoping to get it. I was Best Eyes, but I didn't vote for myself because I voted for this other girl that I liked better.
So did you win?
Look at you not voting for yourself.
You didn't win?
No. This girl, Alexis Ryan, who I thought was the coolest person ever, me and Chaney were in her fan club. It's fine. We still tell her all the time. She had brown eyes and she really wanted to win because no one ever wins with brown eyes.
Right.
So she did a really big campaign and I was like, oh, I absolutely support the campaign, which probably makes the other thing even worse.
Which, thinking back, what? You picked somebody that didn't have good eyes for
no,
best
I mean,
eyes.
They were pretty. Okay. I liked her eyes.
Don't say it like that.
She was
so okay with herself not winning that she was ready to campaign, but the one girl that she wanted to win, that wanted to win friendly, she was like, nah, I'm not giving you that fucking vote. You don't deserve it.
Yeah. Damn.
Consensus.
So would you have voted for Kelly, and then if you didn't, would you have lied to her about it?
I would have voted for
Kelly. I would have voted for Kelly.
And if I didn't, I would have lied to her.
Yes,
yeah,
100%.
Probably same.
The lying's weird, man. That's just like...
I just don't
it's like a little white lie. Like, you never know. It's not
she
like...
would never know.
Yeah.
I don't get why you didn't vote for Kelly in the first place.
I think that's...
Is that where Chaney's coming in?
No, Chaney's talking about the lying part. Chaney's from the top part that I said it to her face. She said...
I think that if you are going to go for it,
you
might as well tell it to her face.
I also think that it's kind of strange that Kelly asked who you voted for.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Kelly, what is up with that?
Right?
Who'd you vote for?
I'm gonna send this to her and she's gonna be like, why are we doing this?
Amazing.
Sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
Who would have voted for Kelly ever?
Gretchen would have never asked.
If I had done it again, I probably would have just voted. I would have still been honest about my vote, but I probably would have voted for Kelly because it wasn't that big of a deal and I should have just had my friends back.
Yeah, I agree.
But.
So are you agreeing?
She keeps coming up with the butts.
She's acting like it's like the presidential poll. Like,
yeah, but I would have never. I still don't think that lying. I still don't think like. I don't think that white lies are like that important. Like I feel like it's like you should just. I don't know. I feel like white lies
to lie
serve
to keep
your
the
own self interest more than they actually protect the other person because now you're just not being honest with them. Like the white lie would have been easier for me because I would have had no tension with my friend. But, like, regardless, I still would have not voted for her, so I still would have not had her back.
I just feel like it's such, like, a harmless lie. It's not like I would have lost sleep over that lie, and it's not like...
Yeah, it's like lying to keep an even...
Kelly would have felt better about herself, so sure, why not?
Hmm.
So I'm the asshole, guys. We'll see. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I think you are. Yeah.
We'll see if I'm the asshole.
If Dan is, then you are.
Yeah, no, Dan's absolutely the asshole.
Me and Becca got to think of one now. I already got one in my head.
I have another one for later dates. Whenever it's my turn again. I like doing it with real people, though. That was a good idea from Chaney. I think it's fun when it's
that
like...
That was good.
When it's like people in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last call.
I like it.
I got to remember the last call still.
Is being in the friend zone a good thing?
Never.
Well, guys and girls can't be friends, so.
That is, wow, what a throwback. Just to be clear, that's not Chris saying that. That's what Dan famously said.
It was a while ago.
That's what started this whole thing.
Dan looked me and Becca in the eyes. Guys and girls can't be friends if we weren't friends.
I don't really understand the question. Like, I mean, I understand what, but like.
I don't think I wrote that one. I don't know if I understand. Like, would you rather be in the friend zone so you're still, like, a friend with, like, that person that you want to date, I guess? Or would you rather just, like, not be in their life at all? I guess is the question, right? Is that how you take it?
I mean, that's how it should be.
I feel like if people are going for it, like, their whole goal is to not get in the friend zone.
Yeah, so friend zones.
I would rather, if I really liked somebody, I'd rather be in their life in the friend zone than not at all.
I think I agree with that, too.
I don't know, it depends on the person. It depends on the person. Like, sometimes when if you ever go on dates and then you're like break it off, you're like, we could still be friends because you're bullshitting and trying to be nice, but like, you really don't want to be friends. Yeah. But like, I feel
again,
like,
these lying to make people feel better is
it's the moral.
I wouldn't.
But it's like a mutual agreement. You're just doing it to be nice. You know, you guys aren't going to be friends.
You're both saying the words, but you know it's not true.
Oh. I think breakups are totally different than that, though.
I think that I would probably agree with Becca. I think I'd rather, if I really like someone, I'd rather, like, be friends with them and hang out with them.
And social.
I also think that maybe it's different for girls and guys. I feel like I don't know. Do you guys think it's harder to, like, go from zero and, like, not talking to them at all and, like, be kind of rejected and then come back later with no relationship and date them? Or to be rejected, stay in the friend zone, and then, like, kind of work your way up? Like, which do you think is harder?
I think it's harder when you're in the friend zone.
Yeah, I would say it's way harder than, like, 0 to 100, rejected, and then work your way up.
Huh. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would either.
Girls are interesting.
Maybe it's just us. Am I the villain?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like when you with girls all the time, you're like, oh, they just like consider you as like a brother now and stuff like that. They're like, oh, this is my brother. Like, once they say you're a brother, it's over. Like, you have no shot anymore.
I don't know, though.
No, I think
you
that...
You don't... Dan.
I think that guys are stricter 100%. I think that guys will put a girl in friend or dating, like, harsher and, like, more set than girls will.
I agree.
Wait, say that again?
I think that guys will separate girls in two categories of, like, friend or a person I want to date stricter than girls will separate guys in. Like,
and I also think that...
Like, I feel like guys or girls are more likely to, like, kind of, like...
Right, because I think that, like, guys...
And girls... I feel like girls also, like... base things more on personality, so they must become friends with someone first.
Yes.
And like guys base things more
and
on first impressions. I don't know,
like, I think sometimes people say like, oh, this is my brother, because maybe they don't know how that person feels about them back.
Yeah,
so like you guys are really close,
that's just them not telling us how they feel, and they don't, you know.
Yeah, that's bad communication.
Yeah.
Oh, you would know all about that.
They just
all about that communication.
That's pretty much saying, like, you expect us to read your minds.
No.
Well,
no.
That's how it is, so.
No, that's not what I was saying.
No, she was saying that's like, you don't know where things are.
Like, sometimes people would say, like, oh, I look at him like a brother because we're really close, because maybe she thinks that he thinks of her that way.
Yeah, and then he would just, like, leave because he's like, there's no shot.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you would say that it's just, you can't come back from the friend zone, but we're saying
that you could.
That you could.
I think that...
That just opened my eyes.
I think most girls would agree with that.
How many times did that ever happen?
How many guys would agree with that? Probably not many.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Well, see, this is the problem.
This is a good question.
Y'all are idiots.
Well, how many times have you ever gone back and you're like, oh. Like, would you ever date Dan?
No.
Would it ever down the line, ever cross your mind to ever think of Dan that way?
I don't know. That would ruin everything, but we've already had that talk.
See, like, sometimes you get too deep in the friendship, you don't want to ruin it anymore.
Right.
But I think that, like, being in the friend zone and being someone's like best friend is also two different levels. Like, when of
do you
start?
Like, how do you like draw that fine line? Like, if you just continue to be friends with them, you're going to grow that relationship.
I've been friends with people for a long time without being close to them.
Right. Like, I think
like me and Dan were friends for a long time before we actually became friends with each other. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Yeah, we didn't until we started the podcast. We're like, right. me and him like didn't.
Like, we were just friends. Like we were friends. We were in the group.
So you're saying they were the shot. Which
is, you said there was a shot. So you're telling me it's a chance.
Me and you have been close. I've been actually close for a long time, so it's a different thing.
Right,
so.
And I feel like that towards Dan. Yeah. Like, I feel like me and Dan have always been close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's never been a friend zone and, like, your actual, like, close friend.
Right.
I think it'd be hard from, like, to date, like, your actual best friend if you come back from that. Okay. But, like, someone who's, like, a friend that you have.
Right, like, we have, like, I feel very close to, like, all the Coco's guys and all, but, like, I wouldn't consider them, like,
listen
my best
up,
friends.
Coco's guys.
No, not like listen that. Not like that. I just mean, like, I have a lot of guy friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys are my best friends.
I think this will be an interesting poll
me
question.
Me too. Ooh. It is a good topic.
We've been talking about the polls this season. By we, I mean me. So we're definitely going to...
And me.
We have some good ones coming up. So.
All right. Thanks for listening. I don't even want to end it off because the beginning was so hectic. I just want to say bye.
Sounds okay. Good to me.
Bye.
Look out for merch.
Bing bong.